This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, St. Andrew residents raise concerns about late garbage collection. Government seeks to procure more garbage trucks to address the issues, but faced with delays. Local charities report an increase in the number of vulnerable families seeking assistance. Jamaican police make arrests following a brutal crime over the weekend. And the World Health Organization declares monkeypox a global health emergency. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Government continued its series of parish speaks, with St. Andrew residents having their opportunity to have their voices heard. Speaking at the Aline School last evening, a resident of White Hill raised concerns about the late garbage collection.
The sanitation department, we are having challenges with the garbage pickup because the problem with the truck. I would like you to order 2 trucks for me for St. Andrew, because every time you call, they're saying that the trucks and the terrain. So I'm begging you to order 2 trucks for the St. Andrew and St. Thomas.
In response, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, while acknowledging the concerns raised, explained that they're in the process of procuring more trucks but have experienced delays.
We've been having problems. I spoke to the chairman up to today. The reality is that even the trucks that we had already ordered and paid for, there's a delay in delivery. These things find a way of presenting themselves in ways that are inconvenient to us. And I give you the assurance that in addition to the ones already procured, that the government will ensure that the SSA can procure additional trucks. And that's what we're working to do now. I know that there's some other issues that they're seeking to resolve. And believe you me, this is a matter that is engaging our attention fully, okay? So it is going to be still a little rough time, but between what they have, the numbers on the road are better than they were 2 weeks ago.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Founder of Red Charitable Foundation, Stetson Red Plastic Bag Wilshire, says there's an increase in the number of people seeking assistance. His comments came during the launch of the Walk the Talk 2024 Charity Walk, which takes place from September 9th to 29th. Mr. Wilshire stressed that government alone cannot assist the number of families in need and urged corporate Barbados to come on board.
Over the years, we have seen an increase in people who need help, especially for children, for school. The bike program has done a lot in terms of assisting children at school. What we do is to go to the head teachers and they identify the children who are in need. But also, there are other people in the community who would call needing assistance with food hampers. And it's not only at Christmas time. It is all during the year when people will be asking for assistance. But we've been doing a lot more work. More people have been calling, asking for assistance, and this is why we are doing all these drives to make sure that we can raise enough to help as many people as possible. We're still urging the private sector and, you know, individuals to come forward and give.
Stetson Red Plastic Bag Wilshire. Also speaking during the launch, chair of the Red Charitable Foundation, Jennifer Hinkson, said while they did not meet their target last year, she remains hopeful their $75,000 target for this year will be met.
The walk has expanded to include people from various backgrounds who have joined us in raising funds to aid the less fortunate in our communities. Although our fundraising target for 2023 was not met, we maintain our optimistic outlook that with collective support, we can attain success this year. Our objective for the current year is to secure, I had 100,000, but they tell me that sounds like a lot. So I revised it to 75,000, but I still believe that we can do it. We can raise 100,000. I have confidence that through the generous support of corporate Barbados and the community, we can reach our fundraising target, enabling us to extend assistance to a greater number of individuals and families. Over the 3 years, aided by donors and compassionate individuals, we have distributed over 400 hampers to those in need.
Chair of the Red Charitable Foundation, Jennifer Hinkson. The Faith Marshall Harris Sandy Lane Charitable Trust helpline is also reporting a significant increase in the number of parents seeking assistance, particularly for back-to-school supplies. Speaking during a presentation ceremony of packages for the annual back-to-school drive at Abed Store, founder of the helpline, Faith Marshall Harris, said she's concerned about the number of children who are repeatedly seeking help.
It is increasing, and I think that has directly to do with cost of living, but also has to do with poor choices. And I'm very sad to say that the cost of living is high, things are expensive, and some of our parents don't always choose to spend the money wisely. And then they discover about August, oops, we've got to buy uniforms, we've got to buy this, and we don't have the money. I've been compiling the list for back to school, and it's not only that there are many, but very often the intervention is not a one shot. So there's some children that is in my list year after year, because whatever is happening to them cannot be resolved in 1 year. So sadly, we have issues at schools.
Faith Marshall Harris, meantime, managing director of Abed Stores, Eddie Abed, also raised concern about the number of people who seek their assistance.
Miss Marshall Harris is one of many that we work with, and we have sort of selected them through the years to ensure that not only that the assistance we give is sent to the right individuals, but sent to those who are most in need. Regrettably, the level of need increases every year. This year, we have absolutely been bombarded by requests from many organizations like this one, but other individuals on their own needing help. And it worries me, because you would have thought by now things would start to have corrected, or at least plateaued, so we saw the worst of it behind us, but it isn't. And Ms. Marshall Harris referred to it. The cost of living is extremely high, and everybody's trying to cut or contrive to afford what they can, but it's difficult.
Managing Director of Abed's Stores, Eddie Abed. In Jamaica, police say they have arrested 5 people following last Sunday's brutal attack at a party in Clarendon that left 8 people, including a 2-year-old child, dead and several others injured. Deputy Commissioner of Police Fitz Bailey told a news conference that investigations to date have also revealed that the incident is linked to other murders, as well as having an international link.
Our response to this heinous crime has been swift and impactful. We have since seized an illegal firearm and have apprehended at least 5 persons. In fact, 1 person turned himself in yesterday. We continue to work tirelessly to uncover the truth and ensure that those responsible are held accountable under the rule of law. Our investigation has made significant progress, revealing connections to at least 6 previous violent incidents in Clarendon. Unfortunately, our findings indicate that these local violent issues have international roots and incorporate local players, some of whom are incarcerated. These individuals, who once were friends in Jamaica, had a falling out in the United States over illegal obtained gains, leading to each taking homicidal contracts.
Jamaica's Deputy Commissioner of Police, Fitz Bailey. The World Health Organization has declared the monkeypox outbreak in parts of Africa a public health emergency of international concern. The highly contagious disease has killed at least 450 people during an initial outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. More in this report from BBC News.
The Africa Centers for Disease Control had already warned it could spiral out of control unless measures are put in place to limit its spread. The Director General of the WHO making the announcement.
Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice.
This is the highest level of alert that the World Health Organization can declare. It's on a par with what they did during the COVID pandemic, for example. Now, the World Health Organization's panel of experts has advised the Director General that actually this is something that the international community really needs to be aware of. So the WHO have said they're already on the ground training staff. They are working on vaccines and treatments.
That report from BBC News. Recapping the headlines. St. Andrew residents raise concerns about late garbage collection. Government seeks to procure more garbage trucks to address the issues, but faced with delays. Local charities report an increase in the number of vulnerable families seeking assistance. Jamaican police make arrests following brutal crime over the weekend. And the World Health Organization declares monkeypox a global health emergency. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network. Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-2566-397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.